kind comments. The first thing you're probably wondering as you sit here today is, why am I getting 3/4 of an hour of ethics? Well, for several reasons. One is, the state bar requires us to get 3 hours, so we're trying to get as much of that as we can in this seminar. Second reason is the first thing when you graduated from law school and passed the bar, before you got into this practice or that practice, you were bound by ethical considerations under the canons of ethics for lawyers. Every single one of you, now not all of us took an exam like many of the younger lawyers. You had to have at the bar exam, you took this particular thing. We didn't do that when I was back in law school, but we're still bound. And the key thing in that is, I think it impacts what we do over in probate, guardianship, and even in mental health, is you cannot, as an attorney, charge an unconscionable fee. Now, when you're an ad litem, you have a certain duty to your client, and not only providing that service, you cannot charge unconscionable fee, but at the same time, I believe you have a duty to make sure, to the extent that you know, when the guardianship is created, what kind of fees are being charged by the applicant's lawyer, because you're there to protect the proposed ward in this context. Now, after your discharge, which generally is going to happen upon the creation of the guardianship, the applicant's attorney has those same ethical standards.